Facebook will take your money. And I have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on Facebook ads between my couple of businesses.
How much?
Hundreds of thousands.
Whoa.
Which, you know, if you're not getting a return on, it's no good. But if you are getting a return on, it is worthwhile. So that's why you just have to be really careful.
All right, in this episode, I had a chat with Carolee Fontanelli. Now, I hope I said that correctly. She's the director and lawyer at Collective Family Law on the Gold Coast, Queensland, Australia. She also helps law firm owners scale their business without burnout or losing quality of service. And she also has a podcast and a whole bunch of other really cool things going on. So I've included some links in the episode notes or the description of this episode. So if you go there and you can click on those and find out more about what she does. And for example, you can get links to all her social media accounts as well. So so the topics that we covered today, we talked about quite a few things. We spoke about Facebook ads versus Google ads, like what's the difference, pros and cons, how to use them, how much you should be spending. We talked about boosting posts, retargeting and all of that stuff. Now, we also spoke about lead magnets, email marketing, creating a sales funnel, nurturing your leads and turning them into clients, how to measure your marketing results, should law firms be creating landing pages and what are landing pages, and we probably spoke about a few other cool things as well. So, before we dive in, though, I just want to let you know that if you check out the episode notes, I've included some useful links. So there's also, of course, there's the links for Carolee, but there's also a link if you want to get a law firm marketing plan. That's totally free to download. There's a link to a coaching call if you want to get one of those with me. And I have included a few affiliate links for products and services that I use. So that means that I will get a small payment if you do click on those and use those. So these links can help you out if you want to build a WordPress website, if you want to host that website, start a podcast, and there's probably a few other things there as well. And if you want to support the podcast, please consider leaving a review and subscribing. Now, apparently that helps with the algorithm, and maybe tell a friend about the podcast. That could help as well. And if you've got ideas for future episodes or guests that you want me to have a chat with, then please just get in touch with me on LinkedIn or through legalsites.com.au. Now, finally, I just want to introduce myself properly. I'm your host, Brennan Kelso, law grad turned law firm marketing specialist, founder of legalsites.com.au, and you're listening to the Better Law Firm Marketing Podcast. In this podcast, you'll learn how to leverage the most time-efficient law firm marketing strategies to get more leads, more clients, and more profit. So that's enough of that. Let's just get on with my chat with Carolee. All right, recording in progress. So how are you going there, Carolee?
Great, thank you.
That's how I pronounce your name, yeah?
Yeah, Carolee.
Perfect. We've already been talking for about 20 minutes, but we've just hit the record button, so just so everyone knows that. But I think what we might get into is we might talk a bit about Facebook ads versus Google ads, or just Facebook ads and Google ads, and sort of how you use them, what the differences are for you, and then we might be able to talk a bit about budgeting as well.
Yeah, sure. I love both of those topics.
Okay. So, lead the way.
So I have a law firm based on the Gold Coast, and we've got three offices. So Gold Coast is our main one, and then we've got Cleveland and Brisbane City as well. And we're primarily a, standard run-of-the-mill law firm, you could say, practicing family law. So in terms of marketing, for years now, I've been running both Facebook ads and Google ads. And it's really interesting because it's evolved a lot over time. And I've learned a lot along the way. And I know, Brendan, you're an expert in this area. But from a law firm owner's perspective, it can be really confusing. Yeah, definitely. And you've got to really find your own way. And you're not really sure. I was just saying to Brendan before, you're not really sure because it's so unregulated that when you go to an agent or you're getting advice about your digital marketing, what do you believe and who do you trust is, I think, the biggest issue that we have as law firm owners.
Yeah, okay. So you're a family lawyer, and we've probably got some family lawyers listening right now. So just as an example, if you are running a family law firm, how much do you think a solo practitioner should be paying for Facebook ads if they're just going to do the campaign themselves just to try it out? Like, how much do you think roughly, like, what should people really be expecting to spend?
Well, I don't really think it's about spend. It's actually about what outcomes you want. So when it comes to Facebook ads and Google ads, I think that the difference between Facebook ads and Google ads for a service based like a law firm, the difference in getting clients is that your Google ads will bring clients in the door immediately, whereas Facebook ads, I've found it's more of a long burn. So you're getting clients coming into your funnel at the top end and then filtering down over time. Whereas with the Google ads, I sort of use them like a tap to turn on and off when I need clients. So in terms of spend, and that's the other thing with Facebook ads, with Google ads, there's not a lot of options in terms of how they're run. With Facebook ads, you can do a lot of different things, whether it's boosting a post, which I just think is an absolute waste of money, or whether it's actually running a campaign where you're getting people into, say, your marketing funnel where you're running newsletters and giving away really a lot of value information to your prospective clients. So I guess it just totally depends what it is that you're doing, and it's really hard to put an actual figure on it, and it all comes down to how much is that going to cost you to obtain that lead, and when are they going to become a sale?
Okay. So you said you use Google Ads like a tap. So is that like when you need more clients, you turn it on, and when you've got too many clients, you turn it off?
I never turn it off.
Okay.
Because I've got a fairly large firm and I've got lots of mouths to feed.
Yep.
So I never turn it off, but I definitely do turn it up and down.
Yep.
So I'll say, okay, we've got too many clients now. Let's turn the tap down a little bit. We'll cool it off. And then when we're sort of not as busy, or, you know, I'll tweak something and I'll make it hotter, if you know what I mean, to get that flow revving in.
Yeah. And some people can take a long time to make a decision if they're going to hire you. So if you were to turn off your Google ads, then you might really feel the pain months later as well.
Yeah, that's right. But the difference, right, between Google ads and Facebook ads are when someone goes to Google, they are going to Google and typing in family lawyer Gold Coast, or family lawyer Brisbane, or family lawyer Melbourne, or going through a divorce Sydney, or whatever it might be. That's the keywords that they're putting in. So they are specifically going to the computer intentionally because they have a problem they need to resolve straight away. Whereas with Facebook ads, the targeting works differently, and people aren't using Facebook as a search engine. Facebook is simply appearing in front of them as they're scrolling at night, and you're randomly, and even more so randomly now with the new Facebook updates, because we're not able to target as well, you're randomly appearing in people's feeds. And if they're in that position right at the moment that they might need family law service or litigation service or estate planning or whatever it is that you practice, then they can, you know, download some valuable information or whatever it might be from you. So that's the way that I use Facebook ads. Mm. And that's the difference between it being a long burn and a quick, you know, a turn on and off the tap for Google and long burn for Facebook.
Are you, so if someone goes to your website, do you have a pixel thing that installs onto their device so that then next time they're scrolling on Facebook, they see a Facebook ad for you?
I'm not doing retargeting ads at the moment. Yeah. So that's, so what you're talking about for people who don't understand is, you know, when you're like talking about how you need, at the moment I'm doing a renovation. So I'm like looking at tiles and stuff, and I'm getting hit up on Instagram and Facebook left, right, and center, tiles, carpets, lighting, handles, all of that kind of stuff, because they know that I'm renovating. So that's the retargeting.
They're listening.
That's the retargeting. So
they're listening now.
What's that?
Everyone listening to this now is going to get ads for tiles and renovation products because, you know, they're listening to us. I know.
Yeah, so that's the retargeting. So that's the middle of the funnel on your Facebook. And so we don't have anything like that set up at the moment, but essentially if you're looking at the website, and then you can retarget those people through. So they're just seeing you again and again, because as we all know, customers or clients need at least 7, and sometimes people say 12 or whatever, touch points before they're going to engage you. What's the number? What do you think that number is?
You know what? I've never even looked into it. I'm afraid to know the answer, but I'm imagining that's one of those stats where you'll just bloody find a different number every time you look
for it. You do, yeah. So some people say 7 touch points. Some people say, you know, more, experts say. But, I mean, when we are customers, like, we know ourselves that you might have seen something here and there, and then you've seen it on Facebook, and then someone's mentioned it, I'll go to that firm, or, you know, and then they come to you as a client. Yeah. It takes more than one time usually for people to arrive.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like I was looking for some gym clothing the other day. I don't know how many people are aware of Gymshark, but it's an enormous activewear company now, and I was on their website, and I would advise anyone listening right now, if you don't need Gymshark, don't go to the Gymshark website, because for the next month or so, all I got was just targeted ads on Instagram and Facebook of these guys who look like they're on steroids, and they've got this enormous butt, and they're wearing these tight shorts, and they're doing squats, and it's, you know, click on this link to buy, you know, did you forget to buy this, Brendan? And it's like, God, they know my name. And I just, all I see is butts, and it's just, and you go on Instagram and you can click hide the ad, and Instagram says they're never going to show you that ad again, but that's not true. It just never stops. And I just feel like they're just pounding me down into the ground until I just say, all right. Like, because when you hide the ad, it also asks you, have you already purchased this item? So I think from now on, I'm just going to say, I've already bought it. I might just have to, you know, tell a little white lie just so they're going to leave me alone.
Might have to lie to the algorithm.
But then they'll be like, oh, you've already bought it. Then you might buy more. And then they're just going to hit me even harder. I don't know. I think I've just got to like throw my phone away. I think that's the only way forward.
Chuck your phone in the bin.
Yes.
Yeah, and I think, you know, like that strategy can work really well for law firms as well. So you're retargeting. The difficulty with some of the retargeting that I have found with, you know, our volume to our website isn't massively high. You know, it's not a huge, there's not a huge volume of traffic. And so sometimes I've found with the retargeting, because the volume is low, Facebook doesn't like that.
Okay.
That's the only sort of difficulty that I've found with the retargeting. But if you've got a high volume website, people visiting but not buying, then you can retarget them, and that would work perfectly well. The way that I use Facebook ads to get people into my ecosystem is I have a lead magnet. So that's a really useful something that people want. So high value, like guide on separating, or guide on family law, or a webinar around a family law issue, or a checklist or something like that. So I have that, and then they are interested in that, and then they download it. And then they go into our ecosystem. So they receive emails from us on a regular basis about family law, separation, and it's all sort of high value information for them. So you're showing them, you know, what you're an expert at and what you can provide and how you can help them solve their problems, and then providing them lots of value along the way. So we have a podcast for our law firm, and so they get sent the podcast, which is like a quick 6-minute, it's meant to be, increment of information. I can't talk about any family law topic for under 6 minutes. It's a failure. But anyway, You know, so that's the way that I use it. And then eventually those people, when they're ready, when they think, okay, now's the time that I really need to get this stuff sorted out and move to, you know, helping a getting a lawyer help me resolve my issues, that's when they then come. Mm. So that's why it's like a longer burn compared to someone who goes to Google and searches family lawyer Gold Coast, and then we pop up in their search through our advertising.
Yeah. You said earlier that you don't believe in boosting Facebook posts. So why is that?
Because boosting posts has never, ever given me any sort of return on, and Facebook will take your money. Facebook will take your money. And I have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on Facebook ads between my couple of businesses.
How much?
Hundreds of thousands.
Whoa.
Which, you know, if you're not getting a return on, it's no good. But if you are getting a return on, it is worthwhile. So that's why you just have to be really careful. So with boosting a post, is there a call to action? What are they then doing? So you're boosting a post. So you've got a post about like a nice quote about something or some meaningful value, you know, but what are you asking them to do? Are they visiting your blog or website? But then what are they doing? Without actually capturing them into your ecosystem, I just don't see the point. So once you capture them into your ecosystem and they're a lead in your mail list or whatever that might look like, then it's a lead that you kind of can nurture and create a relationship with. Mm. So for us, once they go into our ecosystem, we've got a whole lot of sequence emails, which is automated. And so then they're receiving information from us about family law all the time for a number of months. And with family law clients, and it's different for other areas of law, they're only needing family law services for a short period of their life. It's only, you know, a couple of years, and then that part of their life is over. And hopefully they don't ever need family law services again. Although some people come back time and time again.
Serial offenders.
When you've been a family lawyer for long enough, if you've done a good job the first time, you get the second round as well. But anyway, so with other services, obviously, once you're in their ecosystem, you've got them in your ecosystem forever. So if you're a tax lawyer or a, you know, a sort of a B2B type lawyer where people need your services on an ongoing basis, it is great to create that mailing list and get people off the socials and into your actual ecosystem.
Mm. Why do you think some of these people are so indecisive? Why is it taking, why do they need so many reminders and such a complicated marketing strategy to get them to, you know, hire a lawyer?
I think trust is a big issue. You know, there's, and it's like that with any service, you know, it takes a long time to build trust, and you can't expect people, it's like dating. If you go out on a date with someone off an app and then you want sex that night, you know, like.
I think you're the first person to mention sex and dating apps on the Better Law Firm Marketing Podcast.
So. Life at the moment, so it's on the brain. So, you know, like if you want to jump into bed with someone straight away, it's going to put them off. And that's what so many people do in business. And like, you know, I get attacked, let's call it, from people on LinkedIn all the time who are wanting to just, rather than try and create a relationship with you and earn trust as to what value you can provide them and how you can solve their problems, instead of doing that, they're on LinkedIn in your message box attacking you with something that you can buy from them. Well, I don't know that person from a bar of soap, and now I don't trust you at all because all you want to do is sell me something. And we don't like being sold to. We want to have a relationship with people. And when you have someone in your ecosystem, in your law firm, and you're creating a relationship with them because you're nurturing them, you're giving them great content, you're solving small problems for them and giving them small wins on the way through. When then they need you for their large problem, they know where to go. So it's about creating that trust on the way through. And that's what your Facebook advertising does. Whereas with your Google ads, often people don't, they need that urgent advice. And so whether they know you or not, they're going to go straight on in there. They're still going to hunt around a bunch of different lawyers, and they're probably still going to go for free initial appointments all over town. But it's a different type of marketing.
And a lot of the time when a Facebook post performs organically, you know, Facebook sends you a notification going, hey, here's $20 credit to boost this post. And it's never that simple. But usually a post that performs well organically isn't going to have, not all the time, but it's often not going to have a strong call to action or a link to your website.
That's correct.
Facebook hates it when you put a website link into a post.
Exactly. And even then, like putting a website link into a post, unless it's to a lead page, I just don't think it has any value. We actually run all of our ads, whether it be Google ads or Facebook ads, we run all of our ads to lead pages. We don't actually run our ads to our website, because our website is full of information and it's full of value. And if you want to go there and have a look around, go for your life. But websites generally aren't set up for call to actions that well. And so we actually have a strategy that all of ours go to lead pages
People listening, that's basically a lead pages is a website where you can create landing pages. Is that right?
Landing pages is what I mean, but I do use lead pages. So a landing pages is a very simple page that doesn't have other distractions. It doesn't have, you know, go to home, go here, where's the team. It doesn't have any of that. It just has one simple message. And for our Google ads, our one simple message is phone us to make a free initial appointment.
That's our
call to action. And that's all our page does. It doesn't have much other information on there at all. And on our Facebook marketing landing pages, that is basically, you've requested this guide. This is the guide. This is what problems the guide is going to solve, or this is what problems the webinar is going to solve. Put your email address in here in exchange for the item, essentially. Yeah,
perfect. And so lead pages, is that like a website builder? So it makes it easy for people to build a landing page?
Yeah, so there's lots of different landing page products out there, like ClickFunnels, or, you know, lots of different CRM systems have different landing pages, but I use lead pages and I love it. It's so good. And the other great thing about it is that, you know, when you look on the back end of your lead pages, exactly how many people have visited that page and how many have converted. So, for example, if you have a page that's only converting at 15%, I'll know that it's no good. So either ditch it or tweak it, and just keep ditching or tweaking until I get it right. And I like my landing pages to sort of be around, well, for the firm, they need to be around 30%. But okay, for the scalable business lounge, which is my other business, I work on a 50% plus.
Okay. So for your family law firm, your call to action is call us for a free appointment. So is that a like in-person appointment, and like how long is that?
In-person or on Zoom.
Yep. How much time do you give
that? That is only on the Google ads.
Okay.
For Facebook ads, we run a different type of campaign, which is to download a lead magnet, and then you go into our ecosystem of receiving emails from us, you know, and value around family or separation.
Yeah. So how much time is the first appointment?
Up to an hour.
Oh, wow. Okay.
But
hopefully less.
An hour. So if, you know, the client has a lot of issues to deal with, I'm actually happy to sit there longer than an hour with them if required. But others, we can kind of give them a heap of value and send them on their way within 15 minutes If they're a client who doesn't have the ability to move forward or their matter's not one that would be right for our firm. Yeah.
Yeah. And how is the like success rate of converting someone when you've given them up to an hour of your time for free?
So it depends whether they are a Google Ads client, a Facebook client, or a referral. So those are our main three sources. Referrals convert at a lot higher rate than Google Ads. Google Ads, we are only converting at around 28% at the moment, last year.
You know your numbers.
Yes, I know every number.
You know everything. Yes, I know everything.
I know every number because you can't scale your business without knowing all your numbers. Yeah.
You should go on Shark Tank because those people, they get asked about their finances and they're just like, we don't know how much profit we make. You know, I've watched a lot of Shark Tank. Okay.
Yeah. Well, your profit is important, but if you want to, of course, because that's like your bottom line, but if you want to scale your business, you need to, and you've got to know your numbers. If you're spending money on marketing, you're spending money on digital marketing or whatever it is, you need to know what those numbers are. Otherwise, you're just throwing money away.
Mm. Yep. Yep. And I wanted to ask you as well, you've talked about your lead magnet a bit. So what exactly is it?
At the moment, I've run a few different ones, but at the moment, our lead magnet is a downloadable family law guide.
Yep.
So it sort of walks them through, and it's for property only. So it walks them through because property clients are our ideal clients. So mm-hmm. we try and, you know, market to our ideal client.
Yep.
And so it walks them through the four-step process and family law and how we can help them resolve yep. their matter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So these are for anyone listening who maybe doesn't know what that means. Like we're talking about like property settlements. So, you know, figuring out who gets what.
Yeah.
That's what you
and
mean.
It's actually called that, who gets what.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I love
because
it.
Because even though it's simple. Not technical, remember who your client is. So your client doesn't want to be talked at and bamboozled with law. They want, and when you're talking about marketing and your messaging, it needs to be in the same language that your client would use so that they can relate to it. And so the guide is actually called Who Gets What.
I like it.
Because that's the language that the client would use.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
not the language that we would use as lawyers, but that's, you know, you've got to market to their ears. Otherwise, they're not going to download the guide.
I like it. Yeah, it is challenging finding clients who have a lot of assets to sort out because I found like with keywords, it's difficult to find the right keywords. It's hard to know what people are looking for. I think they just are looking for a family lawyer, but you know, I've tried the keyword before property settlement lawyers, but I'm not 100% sure if that is, maybe that could be a mix of people who need maybe conveyancing and some people who actually need a family lawyer.
Well, I think the word property settlement, it's a word that lawyers would use.
Yeah.
It's a word that we use, but it's not necessarily a word that someone who's going through a crisis, they are scared about losing time with their kids. They are scared about how they're going to financially survive, or they're scared about how much money they're going to have to split off or adjust to the other party. I don't think that they're sitting there going property settlement lawyer.
Mm. Yeah.
Or yes. property settlement. You know, they're Googling things like family lawyer going through a divorce. I think it's more simple than that.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's why it might be a good idea to use language like who gets what and on your website and all that. So I won't take up any more of your time, Carolee. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Just before you go, like, is there, you know, do you want to do your plug? Is there anything you want to promote and let people know about?
So, well, the main plug, because lawyers are listening, so you don't need a family lawyer, do you? No. But what you might need is you might need someone to help you scale your law practice. So I run a business called the Scalable Business Lounge, and it's a membership-based business for lawyers who are wanting to basically create a bit more freedom than what they have now in their business. So if you are working too hard for too little and you want a bit more freedom in your business, that's what the Scalable Business Lounge is all about. And I help you get from being overworked and underpaid to a place where you are optimized and automated and able to enjoy your life as a law firm owner a whole lot more. So yeah, that's my main gig that I love sharing and love helping lawyers. And so you can find me at caroliefontanelli.com for that.
Perfect. I'll include that link in the episode notes.
Great. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Have a great day. Thanks.
Thank you.
All right, there you go. I hope you enjoyed my chat with Caralee Fontanelli. Now, just wrapping up, there are some links in the episode notes. So if you want to learn more about Caralee, then please check out those links for her. I've included a few other links as well for my business, legalsites.com.au. So you can grab yourself a free law firm marketing plan. There's also a link to get a coaching call with me. And there are some affiliate links as well for products and services that I use. So that's like if you want to build a website, if you want to host a website, if you want to host a podcast, for example. So there are some links there. I will get a small commission or a small payment if you do decide to click on those and make a purchase. And if you want to support the podcast in other ways, please consider leaving a 5-star review and subscribing. Apparently that helps out with the algorithm. Also, please consider telling some of your friends and your colleagues about the podcast as well. And if you've got ideas for future episodes or if you want to suggest a guest for me to chat with on the podcast, then please just get in touch. So that's it. Until next time, I'm Brennan Kelso and you've been listening to the Better Law Firm Marketing Podcast. All right, bye for now.